So how's your Christmas week? Busy or just take time to be with family? 这个礼拜过得怎么样？很忙碌还是跟家人在一起非常愉快？我看见有不同人的反应啊。那这是很好的时光，我们今天可以在这里一同来敬拜上帝。用 I see that many of you have different questions. Maybe you're busy this week. Maybe you have time not only be with families, but also thinking about God. Because especially the end of the year, thinking more of God, we may find inspiration from the things happened, from the Word of God, through prayers and worship privately, now together here in morning in the church. 所以在年终的时候，像这样假期的时候，出外旅游探访朋友这个家人相处固然都很好，但是更重要就是花时间在神面前无论是默想，无论是祷告，无论是想想过去这一年发生的事情，对我们都会很多的提醒。Our family, we visited Aransas, and God provided us good weather and a good time together with God, see His creation, different types of animals, and how reservation is important to the ecology, we enjoyed good family time, pretty much relax and seeing God's hand. 我们放假的时候，我们刚好那天八十度的时候，我跟师母说，刚好那天就收到有一个电子邮件说我们看云去，所以我们就去看云就这个带着午餐11点多才12点才出去，所以呢到那里大概40分钟一点多一点，我们就在那里吃野餐看见上帝在那里预备一个这个保护区，那里有很多的动物，我们那天看到很多各样不同的动物是非常享受的时光，我们家人在一起We saw 3 crocodiles, a bunch of snow geese, and less than 10 whooping crane from Canada, and javelin, and a bunch of turkeys, and quite a lot of people were around, which is really a blessing of God. 我们看见三条鳄鱼一堆野小野猪，一堆火鸡还有一堆这个雪鹅，从加拿大过来的然后大概不到10只的这个加拿大的那个高的鹤，山顶鹤然后我们家人在一起这样美好的时光，是在看见上帝的创造，有这样的机会是非常大的祝福Then we sent and also visit somebody prayed for our family for a long, long time, and brought my daughter to meet him, and it was a good blessing time together because that was a good visitation. We visited the Lao Ye and watched a good time pray and ask him continue to prepare our theme for next year, the words. So next day we bought 4 pieces of good cardboard paper sent to him yesterday by Xin Hui and the family. So 我们一家人也去探访我们祷告的时候都会祈祷被提示对方的家人带到，所以我们也花时间就去探访老爷，因为每一次我们一起祷告的时候都会为他的家人带到，也为我们的家人带到，好等有福。所以当我带女儿去看他的时候真的很久，好像没有很久没有见面的老朋友一样，变得非常的温馨熟悉。那么在去的时候我们也把明年教会的主题带去给老爷请他写， 就是活出属神的品格， live out God's character， 看乐意可以做，一共七个字。所以回来我们就买了这个卡纸，四张卡纸，一个大的那个海报纸，分两半可以做出七个字来，交给新会他们家，昨天带去交给他。So I really enjoy the time that God prepared for us, how to spend the time with family and with God. Eventually, my daughter asked me, what is your Christmas season reflections? And so we talked about how we saw this past year happening, and our personal life and our life with God. It was a good time together, especially, you know, somebody also asked me, what is the key words you think describe this year, you know, about yourself and God? And that was something really sobering. So not only my daughter asked me, and somebody in the church also asked me, the key words happened means something frequently happening, or something just one event, but gives you a really thorough inspirational enlightenment. 当我们有时间家人一起安静的时候，女儿也问我说，过去这一年里面用什么字你觉得来描述上帝这一年里面对你和我们自己的跟神的关系，所以我们就分享。然后就想到，其实我们教会里也有一位这样问我说，牧师，这一年里面你怎么样用一个字来形容你和神的关系，或者你自己觉得对神你要最深想要了解什么。所以我就发现，其实这个圣经上面的这个关键字这个观念很重要。 Therefore the keywordsNot only become conversational important, but actually it's a practice that now in news, in different categories of those professional fields, they would collect those information in order to find out the important theme. 所以用关键字这个字是一种圣经上的查经的一种方式，就是重复出现的字或者一件事情，单一事情，然后那里让你想起最关键的一些事情。So when I prepared this morning's sermon, I thought a lot, but eventually come back to what we mentioned last week and continually throughout the November. Remember last time we talked about how to form a good gratitude toward God, how to have a thankfulness not only one day in Thanksgiving, but how year long. Remember how long? 请问我们上个礼拜也提到，前面也得提到，就是像11月这个月份，我们的灵修材料提醒我们说，要养成一个感恩习惯要多久呢？ How long?记不记得多久啊？要多久？多久？哎，对 4 to 8 months。 再一次提醒，4到8个月， 4 to 8 months。 所以我今天 So today I still choose grace, unique grace, unmatched grace of God, 独一上帝独一无二的无二的恩典。 In fact, there was a book talking about the matchless Christ. 过去一本书的名字就是无与伦比的基督耶稣。所以今天我们思想这个题目。 Therefore today I chose this verse, Psalm 65 verse 11.四篇六十五篇十一节作为今天的这个思想的经文。 Let's read together. You have crowned the year with your bounty, and your path drip with fatness. 上帝以恩典作为年岁的冠冕，上帝给我们预备的道路都低下之油。Meaning, every day God has great blessings. 就是提醒我们，其实365天，每一天上帝都给我们极大的恩典。Therefore used the word crown. This word really means a day. It's a day filled with glory. 以恩典为年岁的冠冕，意思是说每一天都可以充满神的荣耀。Crown means a kingship. 王冠表示是有王权的。If our days crowned with the glory of God, the grace of God, meaning we are under the lordship of God. 假如说我们的日子，我们每一天都是有上帝的冠冕在里面，有上帝荣耀在我们心中，表示我们在上帝的权柄底下。Do you hope your days are gloomy and worrisome and really desperate?Always hard and dark. 我们希望我们的日子是灰暗、挣扎、重担。You name it. We may see our days full of burden and trouble. 我们可能看我们的天，每天都重担，很多的困难。But Bible.Tells us our days can be a crowning opportunity. 圣经告诉我们，我们每天的每一天都可以是上帝把他的冠冕放在我们身上的机会。Therefore, crowning year is a year of the glory of God in your life, in my life.An uplifting life. 所以冠冕的岁月，每天有荣耀的岁月，是一个提升我们的岁月，是一个使我们向上看的岁月。我们的日子应当是这样一个被提升的日子。 Our days would be filled with the blessing of God. If we see God is going to putblessing, he is crowning grace upon us. 假如我们看神给我们的岁月是上帝要祝福的岁月，我们就会看上帝哪天就会放下更多的祝福在我们心中，让我们看见上帝在其中要彰显他的主权，是为了让他的荣耀、他的冠冕在我们里头越来越多。Then we'll see our daily path, how we walk every day, how we handling things, how we encounter with others with God's perspective. 所以我们所采取的步骤，我们所采取的方法，我们采取的路线，我们的反应就会是要来从神的角度，因为他要给啊，他要给你，他要给我。He is going to provide us, bestow us the blessing from above. 他要赐予从上面来的祝福，所以我们要预备我们的心。We are a vessel, remember this year we're talking about? We are a vessel. We are a vessel of showing glory of God. We are a vessel of righteousness. We are a vessel of peace. We are a vessel of receiving grace.记得吗？我们这一年说我们是器皿，我们是承受恩典的器皿，我们承受义的器皿，我们承受他话语真理的器皿，我们是承受他教导的器皿。我们要承受上帝的心意在我们的心中。 our days may be seen as a cup of salvation. 我们每一天应当是救恩的杯展开来，要承受上帝更多借着救恩所在我们身上要做的事。 The salvation cup God put in our hand is a cup because we turn to Christ. Our vessel changed from ourselves to God. 所以我们这个杯不再是自己的苦杯，乃是一个承接恩典的恩典祝福的杯。我们就把我们里头的苦交给耶稣基督，把我们自己的己交给耶稣基督。 So our cup should be a cup that filled with God's purpose. We were seeing, we are opening ourselves so that God's plan can be fulfilled. God's will be carried out. We will have the obedience of Christ.Instead of our struggling, no wonder we suffer a lot because we're struggling with God against God. 所以我们的杯应当是像基督耶稣一样的一个心中充满顺服的杯。有这个顺服在，基督耶稣的顺服在我们心中，我们就不会再挣扎。我们之所以苦，因为我们挣扎，跟神对抗。我们不愿意顺服神，我们总有自己的想法。 So again, praise you God, you crowned my year of 2015 with your bounty. 所以天父上帝，我感谢你，因为我的2015年是一个充满恩典的年，因为你有丰富的恩典。 You see, the Chinese translation of the bounty didn't come out. 中文的恩典并没有英文的那个丰富。 Bounty means full, so much, more than you can have. Sometimes we think God's grace just dripping.Oh, I want and I get some. I beg, please, I need. How come I didn't have? 有的时候我们想上帝好小气，上帝我要你给我一点，求你我要一点。 Therefore, our prayer sometimes suffering, struggling with our own desires.We forgot prayer is a step of obedience. 难怪我们的祷告常常是挣扎，因为我们想要的而不是顺服，就是会在挣扎中间，我们没有把自己打开，所以我们里头很多的自欺。 So when we look into the chapterThe whole chapter, you reflect the same thing. The whole chapter of 64 says, God is a God of grace, of forgiveness. 上帝，我们的上帝是赐下这个赦免恩典的上帝。上帝垂听祷告，但是因为我们身上有罪，这个拦阻，只有上帝的恩典才能够除去这个罪。 Our disobedience shows we are sinners. 我们心中的不顺服显明有罪。 Our stubbornness shows our sinfulness. 我们的顽梗，我们的坚持己见表明我们的罪。Our own choice shows our sinfulness. 我们的选择，自我选择常常显明我们有罪。 So verse 1 says, Hear me, O God, as I voice my complaint. Oh, sorry, 65. 65 says, praise awaits you, O God, in Zion. To you, our vows will be fulfilled. 所以一开始，这个诗人说：“神啊，西安的人都等候赞美你，所许的愿也要向你偿还。” And verse 2 says, You who hear prayer, to you all men will come. 听祷告主啊，凡有血气的都要来救你。 When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. 罪孽胜了我，至于我们的过犯，你都要赦免。 Verse 3 says so much that we come to worship, we come to pray, we need to have a time as waiting, as a time of not rushing before the Lord. 所以第一节到第三节告诉我们，到神面前来，要有一个祷告的心，要有一个安静等候的心，而不是脱口而出，而不是采取直接的反应。就是说，我们敬拜祷告的时候，好像我们跟人相处的时候一样。 我们需要有一个在神面前慢一点，在心中稍微想一想，反复思想。Our song sometimes repeat the chorus, some refrains, some bridges, all give us opportunity to repeat. 我们的诗歌或诗篇里面都这样告诉我们，这个它会有重复、重叠。诗篇的特点就是它会。 上一句跟下一句，或者三连式，讲一次、讲两次、讲三次，像这个地方，他也是这样讲。 Like this, it says, "We wait and praise you, and pray, and ask for forgiveness." Actually, this four actually part of the prayer we can have. 所以诗篇里面讲的祷告、等候、赞美、认罪，它是整个是我们跟神沟通、祷告的不同的层面。That's why the Psalm in Psalm 65 verse 11 says, "God, you bless us this year every day with your crown, with bountiful, with a lot of blessings." Altogether is grace. 所以十一节才说你以恩典为您是观念，为什么可以体会这个恩典？就是因为前面他前面讲的这一些，无论是等候，无论是祷告、呼求、认罪、赞美，都是我们在神面前可以预备心，每一天在神面前，每一个日子连续起来变成一年，成为得冠冕。 得上帝祝福的这个机会，所以这是诗篇65篇里头，他以恩典为元素的观念，是一个继续不断跟神的这种个别的关系。Sometimes we think grace or blessings sometimes come all of a sudden, one thing happened. 有的时候我们考虑认为上帝要给一个恩典，哦，得例如这个我们叫圣诞节的时候得礼物一样，忽然间有一个礼物。其实上帝的恩惠、上帝礼物，如果读诗篇65，我们就发现它是继续不断的，天天发生的，是在我们心中的心思意念一步一步连接起来，到最后到65篇到年终结束的时候，感恩祷告。 See, therefore today is the last Sunday we come together to count every day the moments past. 52 Sundays, 52 weeks was the last week. How about every day? How about your day with devotional, good devotional? How about your day of good worship? How about your day of good family conversation? How about your day of good fellowship in small groups? How about your day come to Sunday school, get good discussion? How about your day come to worship really blessed by God? Either through the worship songs or prayers or sermons or personal encounter with others sharing gospel. 所以我们过去这每一天，我们什么时候得祝福？是不是我们每天有美好的灵修，或者是赞美诗歌、祷告，或者是你参加小组的时候，参加主日学的时候，那个讲道、那个查经，我们得很多祝福；赞美敬拜的时候，我们心心深深做了震撼。 祷告的时候流眼泪，拜访探访的时候看到那个人的需要，因着你的探访或者因着你的关心，那个人心灵被触碰到。 Or of the days, counting it as blessing. But sometimes we see that as the struggling with all days are bitter, of struggling. 所以我们数算我们的日子的时候，如果从神的角度，我们就看见有越来越多的恩典。但如果我们从自己角度看，我们就发现，这个亏欠，那个难过，这个等等等等，越数心中就越苦。We all know that song, counting your blessings. 我们都知道那个数算数主恩典那个诗歌。 When you count more blessings, your heart will be more blessed. 越数算，我们的心就越得神祝福。 The more we count the blessings, we see from point of view of God, we see we are a God of a child that is full of a good relationship with God. 所以我们越数算，就会发现我们跟神的关系会越来越亲密，我们就发现，上帝是何等的爱我。 More of the reflections, we'll see that actually put comfort throughout the sufferings of the days. 所以我们越数算，我们看见上帝独特的恩典，就是当越数算的时候，上帝就把更多的安慰放在我们的心中。The more we count blessings, we see God's grace. The uniqueness of God's grace is that it will quadruple or multiply. Bountiful means it increases more than you can count. 所以当我们数算这样数算，我们就发现上帝的恩典就是越数算越多，不是乘加法的加法的数算，而是乘乘法多倍数的。所以我们可以说上帝日子是这样的奇妙。 And secondly, this passage 65 says, God is the God of the grace of creation. We are creating His image. The whole creation serves you and me. Because we are offered the grace of the Lordship of the whole creation. Under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. 所以诗篇的65篇的5到8节，就是告诉我们，而我们拯救神，你是一切地极和地上海树原初人所依靠的，用大能束腰，用力量安地足尖，你创造这一切，所以这里讲上帝是创造上帝的。 创造宇宙万物的上帝是用他的恩典创造的，特别是他造万物原来是为了人，他以尊贵和荣耀为冠冕，赐给人让人可以掌管权力，但是因为人有限，只有基督耶稣将这个掌管权力的荣耀实现彰显出来。 Because Jesus Christ through His incarnation, took the form of you and me as a servant of God, as a substitute for sin, died on the cross and resurrected. In chapter 2 of Hebrews says, He has a victory, so He took away, destroyed the Satan's power, win back the glory of crowning, of ruling the world, and give us, leading us into the glory. 所以希伯来书第二章里面讲，我们人既然堕落，不能够彰显上帝要我们掌管这个世界的荣耀，只有基督耶稣成为被成为暂时比天使小点，成为我们人，为我们钉十字架，死里复活，败坏掌死权的魔鬼，要带我们这些儿女进入那个荣耀之中。 That's what it says verse 11, the crowning of the year. He is the crowning of Christ Jesus that will obey him or shall. 所以这正是回应这个十一节说的，他以恩典为年岁的冠冕，这个冠冕只有基督耶稣有，他败坏掌死权的魔鬼，赢回这个统治权。And then the third one, God is the God of grace of providence. 九到十章也说上帝是护理继续治理的，上帝现在继续掌权是一个恩典。 God still ruling this world through Christ Jesus, that Jesus Christ as described in Hebrews chapter 1 says according to the prophets of the Old Testament, Jesus Christ in the past God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he has provided purification for world, for sins, he sat down at right hand of the majesty in heaven. 这边这个希伯来书第二章，这里第一章的第一节到第三节讲，基督耶稣他的护理是基于旧约所预言的，旧约先知所预言的，到了新约他成为人的样式，然后为我们钉十字架，借着他的死洁净我们，又用他的命令统管万有。基督耶稣在基督耶稣里头，他统管万有是他的荣耀的写照。今天我们在这个世界上仍然在基督耶稣的总掌权底下， Today we are still under this God's providence through Christ, under his words through the Bible. 今天这个世界仍然在神的话语，基督耶稣道成肉身，他的话语今天透过的世界更是让我们看见这是何等的奇妙的荣耀，何等独特的恩典。 The three in a matchless grace of God, his grace of forgiveness, his grace of creation, his grace of ruling, providence, lordship. The three actually we can see this year is a year of God's word being come true. How do you see this word this year? The conversation on Facebook, the most topics, these are key words, most used words. First one is U.S. president election. 第一个，今年在 Facebook 上面用的最多讨论的字，关键字是什么？第一个是美国总统选举。The second one is November 13, attacks in Paris. 第二个就是11月13号巴黎的恐怖攻击。The third one, Syrian civil war and refugee crisis. 第三个就是叙利亚内战跟这个欧洲难民 的问题到现在还非常严重。Number four is Nepal earthquake. 第四个就是尼泊尔的地震。第五个 Greek debt crisis. 这个希腊的这个国家的这个财政危机。Number six, marriage equality. 这个婚姻平权法案在美国这个通过。同性恋婚姻合法化。这两天的电话以后，我们很少通话，我跟妹妹讲电话，她在那边讲了，美国就是乱到这个样子，她就讲这些事情，讲第五项，第六项。Number seven, fight against ISIS, 就是跟伊斯兰伊拉克这个回教国军队打仗，反恐。第八 ，Charles Hebdo attack. What is this? 第八项是什么？什么地方？这发生在哪里 ？Yes, yes, yes. Actually, this coincides with number two. 巴黎 happened in Paris. Remember the cartoon in the newspaper. They drawed Mohammed as a joke. So the Islamic terrorist ransacked that building. 这是发生在巴黎嘛，这今年1月7号还几号的事情。因为这个去年那个他们有一个这个讽刺漫画画家画了这个卡通那个穆罕默德，所以这个回教分子就去攻击那个地方。第二项跟第八项表明这个同时这个巴黎的人他的心情什么样子，法国人的心情什么样子。Number nine, Baltimore protest. What is this about? What is it about? What is Paris and Baltimore protest? 第八项说巴黎摩发生什么事情？第九项 ，sorry， 巴黎摩发生什么事情？警察跟黑人之间的这个嘛，很严重的。It's police and blacks in the city. So number 10, Charleston shooting and flag debate. What is it all about? One word, racial conflict. So count all of this 10. You can see number 2 and then number 8 is about Muslims, radical, reaction. And, number 10, number 9, and number 1 are about what? 一刚刚说这个二跟八是巴黎的跟那个恐怖回教徒有关，那个十九跟第一跟什么有关？Yeah, good. It's racial, concerning racial. What else is here? 还有什么有关系的事情？ Actually, number 2, 3, 7, 8 are about 2, 3, 8, 7, 8, 4. So we have four about Muslims and their radical elements. 所以四项，二、七、八、一、七、八、二、三，第四项。So we see that.Is what Jesus said. The world made into existence because of his word and the breath of his mouth. His word is still true. 这个世界是按照神的话语造成的，他的话语今天仍然对我们世人说话。 We give grace to God, we give blessed to God, we give honor to God. His grace is unmatchless. Let's bow our head and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. You give our days for our crowning. You give our days of your love. You give our days of your blessing. Change our mindset, change our point of view so that we can see from the Bible, from salvation, from what you're going to do in our lives, so we may find a restful and peaceful and a blessing from you. May our days remaining of this year full of inspirational opportunity. 天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你，你恩典为年岁的冠冕，让我们改变角度来数算自己的日子，因为每一天都可以成为荣耀的一天，每一天都可以让我们从苦境中可以得到你的赐福，因为你不喜悦我们活在自己里面抱怨之中和挣扎之中，你让我们从基督耶稣的救恩之中再次得胜，并且得胜有余。谢谢天父上帝。 We put ourselves in your hand. Your calling is that we may answer you by putting our future, not only the rest of 2015, but coming year in your hand. 主啊，你不仅是要我们在余下的这一年里面充满你的荣耀，也要在未来一年里面充满你的荣耀。谢谢你，靠基督耶稣的名祷告，阿们。We will have